Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Now, first of all, there are no visuals here, so I will tell you that our guest today, Mayor Hawthorne, doesn't look like he sounds. He is a 29-year-old white vintage soul singer influenced by the Detroit R&B that he heard growing up in Ann Arbor. His debut album, A Strange Arrangement, came out on Stone's Throw Records this year, and even Peanut Butter Wolf, who was the head of the label, was surprised when he finally met Mayor in person. Mayor is here with the band, and we'll start off with Maybe So, Maybe No. Indeed, Mayor Hawthorne is playing live for us today. And that's Maybe So, Maybe No, which is kind of the cover on the album. What vintage is that, is the New Holidays track?
From 69, I believe. It's on. It was a Popcorn Wiley production out of Detroit on Soulhawk Records, kind of an indie Motown offshoot sort of thing.
And you have the 45?
I don't actually own an original of that one. It's quite pricey and rare.
You know, it's interesting that that is the one song. It isn't yours on here, because I understand when you first, hooked up with the folks from Stone's Throw, they kind of thought you were patching together other people's songs, or they had no idea what to make of your originals.
Yeah, Peanut Butter Wolf had a tough time, believing that what he was hearing, came from a 20-something white guy from Ann Arbor. And, that's been sort of the common reaction, I guess, for those who are hearing my music for the first time.
Now, what is your road to this music? Because when you're DJing, obviously this isn't what you're or is it? Tell me, what is a DJ gig like?
You know, I play all kinds of music, you know. My record collection spans every genre imaginable, and, you know, I really love it all. But primarily, you know, when I started DJing, I was playing hip-hop, and, you know, most of... You know, a great deal of my love for soul music and, you know, my passion for you know, vintage soul vinyl came from hip-hop and, you know, digging for the samples that a lot of my favorite hip-hop producers were using.
Which are not always easy to find, right?
No, yeah. A lot of them are quite rare, yeah.
So you did hear this stuff growing up. In your car with your dad, but then that is another whole element of it, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I used to, my father owned an auto parts store, and when I wasn't in school, I used to go to work with him, and we'd listen to Motown on the radio, and you know, I would ask, you know, an incessant amount of questions about every song that came on. I was always wanting to learn as much as I could about it, about the music.
Cool. Well, tell you what, why don't you do one of yours here as we... As we move on.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to do this. This is the first song that I ever wrote. And it's the first single that we dropped on that Red Heart Shaped record. It's called Just Ain't Gonna Work Out. You know, baby, I know you think we can make it all work out right. But I got to tell it like it is. And I don't want to make this any harder than it needs to be. So don't cry.
That may be what you heard first from our guest today, Mayor Hawthorne, and that just ain't going to work out. Did you always have the falsetto, or did you have to kind of get into it for this this thing?
That's kind of always been my most comfortable, you know, area. I don't know what it is. It just feels natural for me.
And the other thing is, this music has such... such incredible harmonies that are really seem kind of sophisticated and stuff. Do you rely on backing singers to come in? Did you write them, or how did the
on the album it's all me.
Wow!
I do all the vocals, and that's actually the most fun part of it for me, is writing all the harmonies and having sort of an entire doo-wop quartet of just myself.
Yeah.
Mayor Hawthorne is here, and we are very happy. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do my favorite song right now. It's a song with sort of a dual meaning, and I'm going to let you figure it out for yourself. This one's called Green-Eyed Love.
That is sweet. I understand why you like doing that. That's Green-Eyed Love.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Mayor Hawthorne is our guest today. Hey, go around the room. Who's making the music today?
Oh, this is my favorite part. See, everyone that plays in my band has to go by their Mayor Hawthorne name. So we got on keyboards and vocals, Eugene Doheny. On bass and vocals, we got my man Leon Wolverine. On guitar and vocals, we got Jimmy Yellowstone. And then on the drum set, we got my man Sweet Baby Lorraine.
And hence Mayor Hawthorne, right? Middle name?
Middle name, street you grew up on.
Like that.
What's yours?
Record Princeton.
Ooh, I don't know if you can do much better than that.
That's pretty good, huh?
You're hired.
I had to be a DJ, right?
Yeah.
Had to work out. What this kind of happened out of the, it must be really kind of surprising to you. You put this record out. You put out the, I remember getting a few months ago, just the first couple of songs. And there was such a buzz immediately about it. Were you taken by surprise?
Absolutely. I mean, this whole thing. I mean, I don't think anyone could have ever predicted, the kind of attention that this project would receive. And, I mean, it's just been unbelievable.
How did it manifest itself to you? How did you find out that people were getting into it?
Well, for starters, when Peanut Butter Wolf asked me to record a whole album for Stone's Throw, which was, already one of my favorite labels out there. That's incredible to begin with. And then I think when we pressed the heart-shaped single, we made a YouTube video that wasn't even a real music video. The entire video was just the heart record spinning around and around in a circle for 2.5 minutes. That was it. It didn't even switch up or anything. And that video, a couple weeks after that video came out, it was already over 100,000 plays.
Wow.
And that was, I think, when we knew that maybe we had something here.
Did you go over to Europe first, or did you do stuff here in the States first?
We did a European and U.S. tour with James Pants, Dame Funk, Peanut Butter Wolf, the whole Stone's Throw sort of new class.
Right.
The freshman class of Stone's Throw Records.
And now you're doing this. You got to keep your voice in shape. You're singing almost every night for the next few months.
Yeah, almost every night. That's the number one challenge for me on the road is really keeping my voice together.
Yeah, well, we'll only make you do one more.
All right, sounds good.
What do you got?
This is the last song that I wrote for the album, and a lot of the songs on the record were about sort of heartbreak and relationships and. And I felt like I needed a dash of positivity and upliftment in there to round it out. So I wrote this song called The Ills. She can't afford
The Ills, another tune from our guest today, Mayor Hawthorne and this great band finishing up. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org and available at our website at worldcafe.npr.org, where there are more podcasts. You can sign up for our daily newsletter, and you can listen to all the interviews from the show as well. A great resource, worldcafe.npr.org. Thank you for spending your time with the World Cafe.